Welcome to the podcast. Today, we're diving into a super exciting topic, building full-stack web applications using WASP, a Rails-like framework designed for React, Node.js, and Prisma. Now, if you're wondering what makes WASP so awesome, you're in for a treat. So let's start with the basics. Have you ever found yourself stuck in the labyrinth of coding where it seems like there's just this endless amount of boilerplate code? Well, WASP is here to save the day. Imagine being able to create a production-ready web app from scratch using just a handful of straightforward code lines. That's the magic of WASP. It's all about expressiveness and simplicity. Think of it like building with Lego blocks, but you're not sifting through thousands of pieces to find the one you need. And here's something that might blow your mind. WASP doesn't lock you into any specific service provider. Imagine being able to deploy your app anywhere you want with full control over your code. That's like having the freedom to set up your dream tech playground without any restrictions. Now, you might be asking, what about features? Well, WASP truly shines here. It offers full-stack authentication out of the box. It's like a virtual bouncer, making sure only the best guests, your logged-in users, get into your app. And think about this. How annoying is it to keep track of authorization for different users? WASP takes care of that with ease. Let's talk briefly about how WASP works. You get to define a simple configuration file. Let's call it the blueprint for your app. From there, you just import your custom React components and, you know, sprinkle in your Node.js logic. The WASP compiler works its magic, generating all the necessary code for you, like a chef preparing a feast based on your unique recipe. And it's fast, like you could be running your app in less than a minute after installation fast. Oh, and here's a fun nugget. WASP is currently in beta, which means it's an exciting time to jump in. The team is constantly adding new features based on community feedback. So if you've ever wanted to contribute to something innovative, now's the chance. Even merely participating in discussions can be incredibly valuable. How's that for community spirit? Speaking of community, WASP is embracing the power of AI with a new experimental code generator. If you're familiar with OpenAI, you can leverage its capabilities to kickstart your projects even further. Just imagine using AI to tackle some of the tedious elements of coding while you focus on the fun stuff. How cool is that? Before we wrap up, let's think about the future. WASP is honing in on several web tech stacks right now, ensuring that as they continue to grow, you'll have a versatile framework that adapts with you. Where do you see yourself using a tool like WASP? In your personal projects, or perhaps as part of a startup's development? To summarize, WASP is making waves by streamlining the process of building full-stack apps, offering control and flexibility, and even inviting you to join their journey. So whether you're a seasoned developer or just starting out, it sounds like WASP could be a game changer for your next project. Thanks for tuning in today. Remember, whether you're tackling complex apps or just starting out, keep experimenting and learning. Until next time, happy coding.